back, guys, to another newer and improved episode of Just the Basics Podcast. Today we have video footage and another female guest.
Wow.
Whoa, it's this dude's girlfriend.
Hey.
Mind telling us who you are, kind sir?
My name is Evan Noasad, your vice principal janitor.
I'm Jacob Byers, professor of light bulb screwing, and this right here is...
Dr. Ball. I'm a professor of dog food tasting.
That's right. We're dealing with professionals today. Professionals only. We bring you the experience so you can listen to us. And we're bringing in some extra professionals today. You mind telling us what your name is, fine lady?
Julia.
Splendid. What is your profession?
What are you currently doing?
Sitting in my bed.
Your bed where?
In college.
You're a college student.
Yes.
That's great because today we are going to make an episode about the transition from high school to college. Now, you happen to be a freshman in college and we happen to be seniors in high school. That's right. We're opposite ends. You know, you've already made it to the other side, so we brought you on so you can tell us what it's like. So, let's get the ball rolling. So, Julia, you tell us your personal experience. What was it like going from a senior in high school to a freshman in college?
Well, in my own personal opinion, I think it's a little hard at first because after the first week of college, I didn't feel like I had to throw up anymore because I just get really nervous. You know, it's nerve-wracking and stuff, but you get used to it and people are really nice, so.
That's good.
So throwing up, just the nervous part of it, just, you know, going to class, just the environment, just everything new, is that what it is? Yeah.
It's really not that different. It's just the mentality you have going into it is just like, oh, it's gonna be so different, and you're just thinking about that the whole time. So I just got really nervous, and I just, after the first week, I was fine because then I became familiar with it. So
what is your average day like, you know, like going from your dorm, which you're living in, to your classes and obviously some online schooling too?
Right. Well, remember, folks, if you're watching this in the future, this was filmed during quarantine.
I wouldn't recommend doing 8 o'clock classes every day.
Do you do that?
I do that.
You poor soul.
It is quite terrible. And I would recommend don't overwork yourself because they always tell you not to do that. But I chose to do the opposite, and I only took 13 hours of credit this year, and that's not good, but I didn't overwork myself about it. Walking from the dorm room isn't that bad because my campus is really small, so it's really not that bad.
Cool.
So you recommend, what time period of classes do you think you would recommend?
I don't know, because you're like, I'm just tired all the time, so... If you're the type of person that likes to get stuff over with, I would recommend doing morning classes. But if you're kind of like the type of person that wants to sleep in, then do later classes. Do like after lunch or like a little before lunch or like a 10 o'clock class. And, you know, because I have like 2 classes on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, but I have 1 in the morning and 1 like, and it ends at like 3:30. So,
pretty baller. So you've listed some positives and negatives to the college life. How would you say it compares to high school overall?
Oh, I think it's way better than high
school. Yeah, already?
I feel a lot less stressed because in high school, you have your class every single day and then that homework is always due the next day. In college, you don't have that class every day, so it's not always due the next day, and it's nice to have breaks and not be so stressed out with like tests and papers and stuff. And of course, the academic level is harder here, but it's not like all the teachers are like, you must sign out to go to the bathroom, you must do this, you must raise your hand. Literally, no one cares. No one cares here. So I don't know who's telling you what in high school, but don't believe them. It's not true. College professors don't care.
Nice.
How many classes do you have right now? Like for each day? I mean, like each week.
Okay. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have two. And then Tuesday and Thursday, I have three.
Okay, so it's not like a normal high school where you have eight.
No, you can do as many classes as you want. Okay. I think the highest you can go for credit hours is 18. It's either 18 or 20. I wouldn't recommend that either, but...
How many classes would 18 hours be?
I'm not sure. A lot. Probably, like, you'd have either... I think you would have three classes some days and four classes other days. Mm-hmm. Which... isn't great, but some people just like to get their general eds out of the way. So
you obviously live by yourself, right? I mean, well, in a dorm, but
yeah.
You live with your parents last year, right?
Yes.
So what's like that transition like?
Well, depending on how much time you like to be with your parents, it can either be like sad or like kind of like that feeling of freedom of being like, oh, I finally get to be kind of independent, I get to kind of be like by myself. And I'm not saying I'm like partying it up or anything, but like it's nice to just kind of feel like I'm on my own times, and I don't miss them, but I don't live that far away from where my parents are because some other people do, and I hear a lot of things be like, oh, I really miss my parents. So it can be sad and it can be kind of like freeing, I guess. I don't think everyone thinks like that, but I do.
As we move on through high school and we are transitioning, how should we prepare ourselves to be in your position when we make it, hopefully, to college?
Or not, which we'll cover next.
You don't have to go to college, right?
Exactly.
I mean, if you're lucky enough to get in such a fine school, I mean, it's like preparing yourself mentally. You can just be like, I'm ready for this, I'm ready to go. I mean, I kind of just prepared myself in saying I was ready to leave, and I know not everyone is ready to leave high school. But I was, and I kind of just kept telling myself that, being like, I'm ready to go. But like, at the same time, you enjoy your last year of high school. Don't do what I did. Don't just sit there and be like, oh my God, my life sucks. But don't do that. So, I don't really know. I really don't know. Just, enjoy what you have right now and just kind of go with it as it goes along. Because again, as I said, once you get...
We lost you.
Folks, we were experiencing some connectivity issues.
Hold on. We'll let it load here.
Okay.
Uh-oh. School Wi-Fi is unstable.
That's one thing I won't miss about high school, that's for sure.
Hey.
Yep.
All right, we have you back.
No, welcome back.
Wi-Fi's not that much better here.
All right, so speaking about going from high school to college, what time did you about submit your application? Was that earlier in the senior year or?
No.
Okay.
I submitted it like, I think after Christmas I did.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And I know that some people like stress you guys out being like, you have to do this, you have to do that. It's really not that big of a deal. Depending on where you're going, if you're literally just going somewhere like UNL or a college like that, you don't need to try that hard. So, I mean, I would suggest just going ahead and getting it over with. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most colleges will accept you if you have like a decent GPA, so.
What about you, Jacob? You applied to UNL?
I did apply to UNL.
Yes,
and I will be hearing back from them in 7 to 10 business days.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
I've already applied to many colleges, and they've all accepted.
I'll keep you guys updated on our socials, don't worry.
Yeah, all the colleges I've applied to so far have accepted me because it was really easy. I just switched my plans for the future, so I was applying to a bunch of different colleges. And then I was like, actually, I want to go to a trade school. And so now I've applied there And yeah.
So, right. Like trade school. That's an alternative to college. Mm-hmm. What are some other alternatives to college? Because not all of our listeners might plan on going to college, and we still need to give them just the basics on that.
Not going to college, that's one.
Well, I heard some people go to SCC, and some people take years off, and they like get jobs instead.
Gap year.
Yeah. For those of you, for those of you that don't know, SCC is our local community college. So right. She's talking
it's
about
financially smart to get your gen eds done there and then pursue the actual degree at a different university. Lots of people do that. Saves a lot of coin. Mm-hmm. Military. You know, some of you might have some stipulations against that, but there's nothing more honorable than serving your country. My father did it for 13 years. Used it to pay college and medical school.
So I think many benefits.
It's a great opportunity, yes. Tax breaks, the local PX. I mean, come on.
I've been looking into it, not really ever considering it. I mean, but I've been looking into like the perks of it, of doing the military. You get to build a brotherhood. I mean, it seems like you will learn discipline and, you know, you'll be able to serve your country.
In then some later ways, on, it's a lot like college, but more professional, and you get to hold a gun sometimes.
Yeah.
If there are any military brats listening to this, spam in the comments.
Yeah.
Go Army, go Navy, go Marines, whatever. You know, whatever you're affiliated with. Trade school, though. That's something neat, because those fellas make bank.
Yeah, right out of college.
You see, there's always a need for a tradesman someplace, somewhere, sometime. Leaky faucet, faulty wiring, or broken instruments.
Yep, I'm going into instrument repair, which, gonna be honest, it's not as lucrative as being electrician or plumber, but I think it is something that I definitely would.
A guaranteed job, though. Think of how many people you know that can. Think of how many people you know that can repair an instrument. You probably can. Well, this guy right here is gonna have that job no matter what. So
we gonna build instruments.
Yeah.
And invent instruments. You'd be an engineer.
Well, actually, when I did my college visit on Friday, that's what they were doing. They were building their own instruments. Yeah,
dude,
that was one of the labs they do.
But also, and I saw in your story your patented
trap set set up.
We'll post that on Twitter if you guys want to check that out.
Yeah, and Instagram. You know.
Yeah.
We need some more content on there, anyway. But back to Julia.
Yes.
Have you declared yourself yet to a degree?
Well, right now I've chosen psychology, but that could change.
That's true.
But probably
especially
not.
Freshman year.
I mean, a lot of people I know are still undecided and don't know what they're doing with their lives, and that's completely okay, because even when people do have a major, me, I don't even know what I'm doing with my life, so we'll just see how it goes. I could change my mind, I could not. I probably won't, because in my mind, it's easier just to kind of keep the same thing instead of having to redo like a bunch of classes that I don't want to do. But
so if you change it like sophomore year, your major, do you still have to take 4 years to get a bachelor degree in that? Or is that just a general thing? I don't really understand college.
If I'm going to be honest, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I've gleaned is that if you're changing your major, if it's kind of in the ballpark with what you've already got, then the gen eds will still apply, and then you can also keep taking some of the classes you might have had from before. But like, let's say you go from underwater basket weaving to
dog food tasting.
Yeah, if it's two completely different things, I think there might be some extra work involved.
Yeah. But
then again, that should not hold you back, because you need to do what's right for you. Okay, don't go to college and waste a bunch of money on a degree that you don't plan on using. Okay, it's expensive, but it can pay off if you use it in the right way.
So, talk about psychology. What field of studies are you interested in that category?
Psychologist.
Well, like, is that the only thing? I mean, there must be some more, right?
I'm interested in, there's other stuff, but that's what I want to do. I want to be a counselor, like a therapist, not for high school.
Okay.
but
what's wrong with us?
But for either like college or like a business, I don't, because if you want to create your own business, you would have to like do a bunch of business classes, which I don't want to do that.
Would that be like a private practice, sort of?
Yeah. I'm still figuring it out.
That's part of the whole college process, you know? So I've been told, you know? I'm just purely speculating. You're on the other side.
Okay, so to lean away from academics, let's get into the good, juicy stuff of college. Social life. What's really cool about college, like, to you? About, like, the social aspect of it?
You told us you only take 3 classes some days. What are you doing in your spare time, you know?
Trying to take a nap because I'm tired.
Ooh.
Or it's
I want to go to college now.
I'm telling you right now, naps are a savior. I've never been able to nap before, and now I like do it every other day. So that's been really nice.
I have been napping a lot more. And if you're napping in class, I mean, you know, but
you're missing out.
Never
nap in class. But once you get home, I do take regular naps.
Yeah, when I get home, I usually crash on the couch before dinner's even served. Then I wake up to my mom yelling at me. And then I have homework until like 2 in the morning. Yep. So taking naps in high school is pretty much shooting yourself in the foot. If you're a napper, drop a like or spam the comments with how long you like to sleep or what position you sleep in. Fetal, on your back, or on your stomach, or your side.
Or invent a position and tell us about it.
Right. So, even more important than college, I think you should handle this one.
I have been told that it was your birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. Hey, happy birthday from all of us to you. Hey, happy birthday. You just turned 19 years old. Happy birthday. You're legally an adult in Nebraska.
Yay!
It doesn't do anything. It's quite disgusting.
Right? Age is horrifying.
Time
is a non-stop linear progression. How do you cope with being 19 years old?
I don't vote.
No. Oh, okay. You heard it here, folks. Don't cope. Go with the flow.
I'm just kidding.
For a second, I thought you said don't vote. I don't vote. And I was like, what?
Yeah, me too.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a thing. I mean, that's how you cope with it. You don't vote. I mean, I don't know.
All right, Jacob's falling asleep, and while he's doing that, you can tell us, do you know anything like that you can do when you're 19 that you could do when you're 18? Because obviously in Nebraska, where we live, that means you're legally an adult now or something.
Can't I, like, legally own a child now or something?
I don't know. I thought you could legally
own a child.
Leave a like in the comments if you have any illegitimate children. Also comment how much your alimony checks are per month.
No, I meant adopt, not own. Adopt.
Oh.
Own a child. I think you can legally hashtag whip a nene, right?
Your whip a nene privileges, hand them over.
Never.
One thing that I have heard you can do when you turn 19 is you can legally sign documents as your own adult without having your parents' permission.
Oh, yeah.
That's poggers.
Like, yeah, because when you go to like the doctor and stuff, your parents can't know about it. And when you talk to your doctor about stuff.
So you can hide.
But you can sign to have them look at it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can hide your headache.
Jacob, you ruined it again.
All right.
This has been another episode of the Just the Basics podcast. Special thanks to Julia Phillip for talking to us about the college life. We hope to have you on the show again. And Hank, you got our social media handles?
Yeah, check it out on Twitter at JTB_podcast. And then we got Instagram.
Instagram.
Just underscore the underscore basics underscore podcast.
Yep. Check us out on those.
We have a Patreon.
We have a Patreon.
So support us.
If you I got a period to catch now.
All right, let's go. Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.